be merciful unto us and bless us. Then cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among the nations.
To the Lord, this is good. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for He is good.
Oh, come and see.
Praise the Lord, for He is good.
The Lord and you saw.
Praise the Lord, for He is good.
Oh, come and sing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. With all your heart, serve the Lord, serve the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, come and see.
Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
Amen. If you can kneel, please do so. I'm going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We worship You. We trust You. And we love You. And thank You for loving us first and then teaching us how to love You back and how to love everyone You send our way. Please bless us, Father, on this beautiful Sabbath day. Bless us with remembrance of all that You have done over the last year, or even just the last month, because we do this every month now, Father, because Your hand has been moving so often now. But thank You for giving us those things that we need and those things we pray for, and even sometimes answering no to our prayers, because we trust You. We know that we ask amiss a lot of times, and we don't know. And so thank You for loving us and blessing us. And if we are so worthy, thank You for blessing us with the latter rain as well. And we offer this prayer and all these praises we're about to share in the name of Your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And yes, Brother Darren, I got your email. And that one's going to take a while to read, just like with I think there's a couple here that are huge, huge praises. So we're going to be here a little while. And praise the Lord for that. What better do you have to do on Sabbath anyway? All right, we got so many. I'm just going to share the one that I'm praising the Lord for. I'm able to actually do the work without too much hindrance as long as I don't do mass emails. We have been finding some issues with DNS servers and stuff like that. And the company that gives us the bandwidth that we need to do the church services and run the websites and stuff like that literally decommissioned all their DNS servers because of whatever's been happening to them. We don't know if it's a hacker or an attacker. We don't know. We just say, well, okay, let's just give up on this and walk away from it. And so it's fixed to an extent where I can now answer emails. And boy, am I behind. And so I'll be getting to the emails hopefully tonight and tomorrow and then maybe Monday. I'm going to try to kick out 200 again. I have been slowly chipping away at the pile, but I want to praise the Lord that I can send them out. But I can't send out mass emails yet until I could figure. I mean, I can, but then it might generate the problem again. So I got to look into that issue, and I got some help in that area as well. But it's long distance, and it's not easy to get the guy on an email. And so it usually takes 24, 48 hours to get a response from these people that run these spam servers, you know, because they're busy. There's a lot of people out there doing bad stuff. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that, as you know, there was a typhoon headed towards Brother Craig and the church family out there in the Philippines. And I don't recall when I got the text from him, but he gave it to me a few days before the typhoon was to actually hit them head on. And so what I did is I went to Google Earth, found them on Google Earth, and then I went into the websites that offer radar, weather radar stations and stuff like that, like Weather Underground or whatever. I can't remember which one I used because I had to use some weird one because it's the Philippines, and, you know, I don't think the ones in the U.S., you know, have a lot of features for that out there. So, yeah, it was a big storm, and it was massive, and it looked like a gigantic hurricane headed towards them. There was no eye in it yet, but it was just big, round storm, all red, and on the edges it was like a dark red. So it was going to be violent. And so we prayed, and we were, you know, Fran and I and some of the brethren prayed, and the very next day, I checked the radar, and that huge red circle of a storm turned into 10 or 15 smaller little T-storms. The Lord just splattered it, and it was amazing. And I want to praise his name for that because we've seen it happen so many times, you know, with that. And it always reminds me of Jesus when he quieted the storm and he looked at the apostles and says, why do you guys doubt? Why do you have such little faith, you know? Because do you actually think your Lord doesn't know where you live? You know, I guess that was my issue too, you know, because I always had a fear of tornadoes because of what I went through as a child. My very first tornado had to be an F5, right? And so I always had a phobia there. But now I get my camera ready, you know, because I know it's not going to hit us, but I definitely want to get it on camera. Okay, next one here I got from Brother Dwayne. He says, I want to thank you all for your prayers, even though the Lord delayed his answering them, but they were still answered. His ways are not our ways. It was for certain a trying of faith, trust, and patience these last 2 days without power. Remember when they had that issue down there in Louisiana? The power was out for a while. So he says, in the dark and cold home on Sabbath, the temperature in the home was 42 degrees, most assuredly cold, even in the blankets. And, yeah, we know that. And after Sabbath went to the Lathans, you know, that little guy that likes to play horseshoes, and he's pretty good at it, went to Lathans where there was no power but a generator to have lights but no heat. Again, I'm still here. Praise the Lord. This was just a reminder in basic training. When the mark of the beast is enforced and the death decree goes out against those who keep the commandments of God and the faith in Jesus Christ, we will at some point for a while find ourselves without heat and air conditioning and food, but we have the sure word of prophecy, Isaiah 33:16. He shall dwell on the high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks, bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. In Christ I remain, have a blessed night. So amen, amen, and amen, and amen. And then let me do one more, and then Sister Fran has some she wants to share from some of the brethren as well as her own. I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation, because in the way he's been moving his hand lately and reminding me of things that he showed me as a young Christian, especially in the area where, now for those of you that are dealing with temptation, please stop, look, and listen for a minute. Because this blessed me many years ago, and the Lord reminded me again recently, and obviously to help some that were in need, because I go through the same stuff y'all go through. We all go through it together, you know. Jesus is the head of this church, not me. When, as a young Christian, I can remember sitting down one day in the woods or something years and years and years ago saying, Lord, I've got your Holy Spirit. What's up here? Why am I dealing with these temptations? Why can't I mean, I don't do the sins, but this stuff's annoying. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't end. Why can't you answer this prayer here, or answer this prayer there, and answer this? Until he revealed to me, he says, look, you got to do your part too, you know. It ain't magical. You ain't, the minute you become a Christian, automatically immune to all the darts of the devil. You're still going to have to deal with him, and he's not going to stop bugging you until that eastern sky splits. And I want to praise the Lord for that, because he reminded me of this, I don't know, a month or so back. And it just came to mind now for whatever reason. But when the temptation comes upon you, and you feel the urge to go forward and do it, look at it, see it, hear it, whatever, eat it, I don't know, smoke it, who knows. Whenever that temptation comes upon you, think of the word wrestle. In other words, think of the fact that you've got to do your part. You've got to overcome. And then when you do your part, oh, man, if I could stand here for hours and hours, I would, and tell about all the times that when I stepped up and I says, I'm not going to do it. I know I got to do my part. The Lord's going to help me. And boy, 1 Corinthians 10:13, he's not kidding there. He's not only gives you a way out, he makes that temptation weaken. And so, but you got to do your part. You got to show you're serious. It's all part of the test. It's all part of being a Christian. So thought I'd share that. But that is part of my praise too as well. And then Brother Joe sent me a praise here. He says, I would like to praise the Lord for the many blessings throughout this year. I would like to praise him for being able to gather with some of the church family members a few months ago. And we had an amazing time fellowshipping. Amen. I want to echo that, because that was one of the things I was thinking of last night too, that we all, our biggest gathering was this year, with everybody that came. And then he says, I would like to praise him for leading us to a beautiful home with lots of land out in the country. And I would also like to praise him for the recent job opportunities that Katie and I received from employers close to our new home. Well, amen, brother. But I'm still praying. We're still all, keep praying. So we both have interviews scheduled for next week. So please keep us in prayer so the interviews go according to God's plan and we are able to work closer to home. God's timing is amazing, perfect, amazingly perfect, rather, when answering our prayers. Sabbath blessings, and God bless everyone. So amen and amen and amen. All right, and then the next praises that I have to go to my emails, because I got one from Brother Yaswant via an email Eli sent me, and then Darren sent, I think, 6 or 7. Yaswant has 3 praises, and then Darren has 6, maybe 7, I don't know. There's quite a few in there. So can't wait to read that. So let me drop the mic, and I will turn on the thing that I can record it. So Fran can speak. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises here from the sisters. Let me just get it up here. And the first praise is from Sister Judith. And Sister Judith says, Sabbath blessings, beloved church family. I am Judith from Ghana, and I want to praise God for his blessings since I joined this ministry in 2014. A lot has changed in my life since then. I am off pharma drugs. He has seen me through the 9 months of pregnancy and delivered me safely without any doctor's prescriptions. All I did was being on the natural diet through the pregnancy, and my baby girl is healthier than my firstborn, whom through pregnancy I was on drugs and later delivered through C-section. I praise the Lord for a normal delivery this time around and not a C-section. I am very grateful for his mercies upon my life. I want to thank him for the peace and joy that I have through these difficult days. Things are really difficult to the extent that I cannot even afford to buy internet bundles to join conference room for service because the cost of internet in Ghana is now being increased. But thank God for the Bible study and sermon recordings. Every week I am able to download the study and sermons to listen to it. It is helping me in my walk with our Lord. Even though the church family is not here, praise be to the Most High God. I am always filled with the joy for the truth I have found. God bless us all. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Judith. Praise the Lord. And here's a testimony from Sister Katie. I would like to praise the Lord for all the blessings, lessons, and spankings our Heavenly Father has given me in this last year. He has given me more courage to talk to people about His truth, as it is written in the Bible, with love and gentleness. Before, I used to get mad when people would tell me I was wrong. I still do sometimes, along with other areas that I need to work on. But I am nowhere near where I was. He has helped me increase my faith and patience and trust little by little every day. I would also like to praise the Lord for the natural remedies He has given us to when we are sick that I have shared with family and co-workers, my sister-in-law for becoming a vegetarian, and the many answered prayers. I know this year will be even a greater year with many more answered prayers and lessons to help me advance in my walk with Christ. Sabbath blessings, everyone, with love. And that's from Sister Katie. Praise the Lord, Sister Katie. And here's one from Sister Vera. Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. This new year, as I reflect upon the past year, I want to praise Jesus especially for my abundant spiritual growth of the past year. I remember when I was a Christian that was part of a fallen church, and how each new year my prayer would be to grow more spiritually. But at that time, as I took one step forward, I always seemed to take 3 steps backwards and would always end up right where I started, a babe in Christ. I am so grateful to Christ for all the SOP studies that we have covered this year, from marriage, child raising, to health, that greatly boosted the spiritual maturity and abundantly blessed me. I also want to praise Jesus for giving me all the strength to apply all that I have learned from the studies to my life. I especially praise Jesus how He made me vegan, cold turkey, only a couple months ago. For a while, I was procrastinating to become a vegan, thinking that cheese and egg will be so difficult to give up. Then, when my precious brethren shared with me the video showing all the health risks of dairy and egg eating suddenly, I had no desire to go another day eating that dangerous and addicting animal food products. Also, I want to glorify God for giving me the opportunity to homeschool my son, and that way I was able to be constantly with him to read the Bible and pray almost 2 times each day for now over a half a year. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to praise Jesus that about 6 years ago that God heard my desperate cry for truth, and He got me out of the contemporary churchianity confusion and opened up to me the present truth. And on top of that, Send me precious church to worship in spirit and in truth, and to be praying and encouraging one another. I am constantly praising Jesus for sending me to this hardworking church. Just last week, this fact was brought to my attention after a Russian man, who I saw at the gym, that was part of a Sunday-keeping church, who was using his singing talents to witness and to share with others about Christ. Upon finishing witnessing to others, he came to me and said, "Vera, this is the unique way of how we need to bring people to Christ. In our churches, we hear lots of preaching, and when people get done with church and you ask them what the sermon was about, they can't even remember." I walked off from that man thinking, wow, that would have been me had I been satisfied with my warm Christian state and didn't come out of those fallen churches. Yes, amen. To myself, I realized how blessed I am to be part of the church where there is no such issues. Praise Jesus that many times God sends to our pastors sermons that we members have been wondering or worrying about all week. So we end up listening with a great thirst to the sermons that God sends us each week. Praise Jesus that He so unites our members together and we are all on the same page, more or less. It truly feels like, once again, we are part of the early churches. And praise the Lord for sending us sermons that are all aiding all our spiritual growths. And lastly, I would like to praise Jesus for all the protection He has sent me all this year with traveling through 4 countries and during the times of leaving out tracts in various places. Glory to Jesus. God bless. Servant of Christ, Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. Amen. And I think Nick wants to go next, and then because I have 2 more. So I'll let Nick go first.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. First off, I don't have the weights, the measurements, or even the digits, but praise the Lord, our church family has grown by 1 more. Baby Micah was born a few days ago. So praise the Lord. Everything worked out fine. And this is what we were really praying about before because when the typhoon was getting close, they were predicting the typhoon was coming on the exact same day the baby was due to be born. Everything worked out perfect. So praise the Lord. That little guy's here. So, all right, I got a few emails here and some PMs. This first email, Brother Warren is, got it here. He says, I go to Subway on occasion. And the employees asked why I only eat veggies. Yeah, same thing happened to me. But I can't wait till they come back with the pepperoni bread, but they don't. So I haven't been there in a while. So anyway, not the pepperoni bread. What am I saying? Hot peppers. What? Jalapeno bread. That's it. They don't make pepperoni bread, and I don't eat pepperoni. That's pork. But yeah, the jalapeno bread was the only way I like to eat it. Because their bread is not good otherwise. But he says, knowing the Lord put them up to this, I explained and also told them about the nanoparticle colloidal silver and its healing properties. Within a month, one of the girls there stated that her mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, but in the early stages. I brought back the next day a gallon of the silver, along with a schedule to get off meats and dairy and to give to everyone, which I give to everyone. I tell all on the schedule that prayer is important to start. Pork must go immediately. Amen. To make a long story short, the girl gave her mom the silver when he means colloidal silver, a gallon of this stuff. It's like amazing how many things it heals. But gave her mom the colloidal silver when she was there. Her mom's from Baltimore. And when her mom completed the gallon of silver, she went back to her doctor. There was no sign of cancer, and her mom was starting to eat again. Wow, that fast. I gave the girl all of our videos, Mark of the Beast, you know, and the PGR, People Get Ready books. So praise the Lord for His great mercy. Amen. So there's another one. one of those healing things, you know. That's part of my praise, too. I was going to go back and forth in there with all the stuff we've seen over the last year. But we got quite a few other praises here to share. But we've all seen this happening so many times, and I praise his name for that. And then we got a praise here from Sister Elena. And it says, and I'll end with this one, Frank, because it's kind of long, and then I'll have, well, a few more, and then you could do yours. Or maybe I'll do this one, and I'll do the PMs, and then I'll drop the mic. So, okay. All right, so Sabbath blessings. Sister Elena says, you know, Sabbath blessings, dearly beloved and loving church family. I have a huge praise and a wonderful testimony about faithfulness of the Lord Jesus and his Heavenly Father. For about 2 years, I tried to find the Russian version of the King James Bible, but I was without success. And it was something that made me feel discouraged. But I did not give up because I remembered that the Lord promised that his word will be preached to the utmost corners of the earth in the last days, which literally means his word, not the bogus Bibles. Over a month ago, I thought about changing the language in the search engine from English into Russian, and within minutes, I have found the Russian translation of the King James Bible. Wow. And I could not believe the place I could get it from. International Bible Institute, loaded in Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine, no less, the country of my origin. Translation is based on Textus Receptus, according to translators. And then the only bad thing was the fact that it was translated by Baptists. However, I decided to give it a chance But because of the holiday season and busy mailing industry, I had to wait for a month. The only version available in Russia and Ukrainian is Synodal version, which has tons of inaccuracies and deliberate misinterpretations. During the waiting time, I worried that I could get another bogus Bible, something close to Synodal version. Or Synodal? I don't know. During that time, my sister in faith sent me a video in which a Trinitarian tried to explain the Trinity. And when I watched some of it and discovered that the person used the same verses to explain the Trinity that we used to refute it, I realized that the Lord will successfully use the blind to accomplish what he purposed. So I stopped to worry, and I stopped worrying and gained more confidence in the Lord. After I got the Bible, I used the Bogus Bibles page to check each and every verse listed on that page, which, by the way, sister, isn't all of them. There's thousands. I just used that as a sermon many years ago. I was a Sunday keeper when I did that one, Pastor Russ's church. But she says she used all the verses listed on that page, and glory to the Lord to all three of them. I did not find any mistranslations. I actually could not believe how accurately they were translated. Besides that, I checked more verses that I knew and that were not listed on the webpage, and again, to my amazement, translation was very accurate. Our gracious, wonderful, amazing, loving, true, and faithful Lord Jesus has not left his precious Russian-speaking children in the darkness. The most amazing thing about this book is that translation was finished only in 2017. Oh, man. Timing. Amen. And I got the very first edition of it. Amen. And then she says, I got it in time for my work. Wow. And so this is the time that the Lord appointed to start preaching to those who live on the territory of the former Soviet Union. Let the praise to our faithful Lord Jesus and his Heavenly Father and the Lord's Holy Spirit, who led the blind people to produce his truth in the Russian language, thunder throughout the universe and go beyond and above it. Let every living creature and storm and wind and fire shout their blessings and administer and admiration to our Lord for the work that he has promised to accomplish, because it is being done, just as he said. What a blessing to have the Lord that does not change. May our faithful Lord also bless you on this solemn and wonderful day, my dear brothers and sisters. I love you. I love you too, sister. Amen. Very nice. Let me put that there in my prayer to answer area. All right, I still got two more in email, But I want to do these PMs, and I'm going to drop the mic after this. Sister Mindy has a PM here, a praise, rather. She says, Sabbath blessings, beloved church family. I want to praise the Lord for the trials he helped me get through this last year. He gave me peace through the trials and strengthened my faith in him through the trials. He answered a prayer I had been praying for many years and strengthened my husband to quit smoking, a habit he had battled for over 30 years. I also want to praise the Lord for blessing my very first garden last year and guiding and teaching me the proper and healthy way to grow food. Amen and amen. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for the videos that you and Kylie make. They're amazing. And the fact that you guys found a place outside the city, living out there in the country, like Brother Joe and Katie just did. And many others in the church family have announced over the years. Okay, and I got this last one from Brother Daniel. Oh, wow. Okay, let me stretch it a little more. It's a little longer than I thought. Not that long, though. It says, in January 2017, Pastor Craig introduced me to Sister Dallin? I don't know. Since then, we have been in constant communication. In May 2017, I finally met Sister Dallin in the Philippines. She's a real woman of God. She is a missionary and shares the health message. She's also taking care of my house on the church farm. I'm happy to say that we'll be getting married in mid-February in her hometown. Oh, wow. Please pray that everything will go well for the both of us between now and then. Well, thanks for sharing, brother. Praise the Lord. I had no idea. And then he says, praise, glory, and thanks to our heavenly Elohim for this lovely, faithful woman of God. So, amen. So what is that, the fifth or the sixth marriage that the Lord brought, you know, together in our church family? Does anybody know? Yeah, I lost count. Eight? Eight of them now. Okay. So see, look at that. I obviously lost count. So eight people have found godly spouses in this church family. Dallin. Okay. Thanks, Dre. Dallin. Kind of like Darlene without the R. So there you go. All right. Let me drop the mic. Sister Frances wants to share.
Sabbath blessings again, everyone. I have two more praises from our sisters. The first praise is from Sister Danielle, and she says, I have a small praise. I just really want to praise the Lord for natural remedies and the church's help in helping me. Praise the Lord. I praise him for that too, sister. And I have a praise from Sister Mandy. I want to thank God for my salvation and all the healings he helped me and all the healings he helped me with over the years with us and my animals. I have many unspoken praises too. I also want to thank God for our dealership only charging us $100 to fix my compressor in my car, even though my warranty expired. It was originally $1,500, but after praying, they said they will give us the warranty deal. Praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for keeping me safe through the years. I never felt more safe in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And that is a praise I want to echo, because it blesses my heart to see my children feel peace in Jesus. You know, because all of us have children that aren't walking with Christ, and they're going through very, very, very scary times. And so we all pray for your children as you all pray for ours, that they find the peace, gentleness, and the love, the calmness of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's amazing how he literally, overwhelmingly, absolutely changes a life. I mean, to this day, I was even talking to him about this the other day in the midday prayer. Still, to this day, it's the most amazing miracle I've ever seen. And I've seen people get off deathbeds. And so that blows my mind, is how he can change the heart of someone who doesn't like the life they're walking in and the situations in their life. Because I tried for, like, when I was a Catholic for 18 months when I was reading that Bible, and I was trying to change my life, and I could not do it. Could not do it. It wasn't until I accepted Christ as Savior. And it literally, it's weird, even though there was no physical weight on my back, but it literally felt like a weight lifted off my shoulders that day. But at the same time, I collapsed. But that's a whole other story. I mean, that's one of the things. I'm even thinking of doing a testimony sermon series where I'm going to share only the amazing things that the Lord has shown me the last 33 years. Just the good stuff. You know, I've seen some very bad stuff before I was a Christian, of course. I don't want to even have part of that testimony anymore. It just glorifies the devil. I don't want any part. I want to just glorify Jesus. And so I'm thinking of doing a sermon series on just the miracles that we and my wife and I and some of our children have seen. Well, actually, all the children have seen it when they were all living at home, of course. But anyway, we got this next praise here from Brother Yaswanth. And he says, but blessings, dear brethren. Now, let me increase the text here because it's hard to read this. All right. I'm going to move the mic a little bit. Oops. All right. Let me get this. Okay, that should do it, because I don't want to pop on the mic. All right. Sabbath blessings, dear brethren. I praise the Lord for his wonderful Sabbath and all his mighty works, which are revealed to us and through us to the world. Amen. Lots said in that one sentence. As many of the brethren knew that in the month of July, I gave my resignation to the bank because of the problem in keeping the Sabbath. During that time, my manager asked me to pray to get more staff in the branch so that I can get the leave. So I can get the leave, whatever. All right. So I prayed more. I prayed for more, and by the mercies of God, we got more than sufficient staff. But by the time this happened, the matter went up to the higher officials and started pressuring me to give the resignation of work on the Sabbath. But by the strength of God, I, without hesitation, gave the resignation. Pressuring to give? I don't know. Anyway. I don't know if I missed a word here or if there's a word missing, but he goes on. And I am praying to God because I was wedded newly, and then I spent a lot of money, and now I was left with almost no money. I was still praying hard to God in all these situations. And he says, and after that, my resignation was also not forwarded by my manager to the higher officials to keep me in the job. Even though the higher officials were forcing me to get out, the abundant supply of grace of our God, which flowed into her heart, stopped her to do so. Wow. I guess they do employment differently in your country, brother. And what country is that again? Where are you from, brother? I keep forgetting. There's so many people from so many different countries here. But India. Okay. Thank you. All right, so anyway, he goes on. He says, during this time, my dad knew about the matter, and he called me a fool because I left the government job. And he asked me, how about Chris? How will you survive your family? I told him I am not a fool, and God will take care of that, and I am searching for other jobs. And in his anger, my dad asked me repeatedly that who, according to me, was a fool. And I answered him that the one that does not worship the true God. In other words, he wanted him to define what a fool is. And he got more angry. And once he told to my mom not to visit me anymore. In all this, we almost thought that we lost the job and prepared to meet the most weird situation. But God, who knows everything, kept everything under control, and now I'm still in the job. Praise the Lord, praise Jesus, praise Elohim. I praise the Lord for his support, and I went through some tough situations and many times crying of our situation. Even in those situations, God's hand was with us, and I praise God for all of this. Amen. All right, his second praise. He's got three. My second praise is in November. I got a training, and I went to the place, Chennai, I guess it's called, along with my wife. While we were returning, there was a Cyclone Oki on the way, and all the buses were stranded at the place because there was flooding in the middle of the road, and later on the bus went to the halting place to be safe. I guess that's where they park them, like a bus terminal. We almost reached home is how I'm going to say it, and it was only 70 kilometers from there, and we were finding ways to go home, and we asked for the prayers of the brethren. And then we went to catch a train to reach home, but that too was canceled because the wind and the flood broke the rails. And then by the grace of God, the cyclone calmed down for a time, you know, because of the eye, I guess, and the buses started to run. And it took 6 hours to cover a distance of 70 kilometers. Wow. It's like they're going 10 miles an hour, or 10 kilometers an hour, or 7 kilometers an hour. Or no, 8. Who cares? Anyway, I'm not going to try to do the math, but he goes, that was because the trees were broken. Oh, okay, that's why they got slowed down. He says, that's because the trees were broken and fell on the roads, and some accidents occurred to some of the vehicles, and so on and so forth. But really, by the hand of God, we reached home safe without any loss except time. And then his third praise, he says, is that we both went to Chennai in November in an unplanned situation. Actually, according to Philippines government, to register our marriage with Philippines government, we have to get authentication from the nearby Philippines embassy. So I and my wife were thinking of how to finish that work because I have very few leaves. But praise God, he provided me one day training which helped me to thinking of how to finish that work. Help me to visit that place and finish the work without asking any leave from the bank. So I guess it's a government bank, it's a government job, and you got to have leave like in the military. That's wild. Different country. Anyway, he says, I praise God or praise the Lord so much for his planning and creating the situations for completing the purposes. I thank my Heavenly Father for each and every act of love, not only towards me, but towards all our brethren. I pray that God helps our church go more and more loud to reach onto the ends of the earth. And I praise the Lord for the brethren that prayed for me. I really am very much blessed by Jesus, what he probably means. Glory to our Father, to his Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Amen, brother. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. All right. I got one here, more here. Well, actually, six or seven more. Wait. Sister Teresa just sent me a praise. So I got that. And has anybody else got their hand up? So I'm going to keep going if nobody does. So, okay. I'm going to read Sister Teresa's because Brother Darren's going to be a little long. So, and Sister Teresa says, hello, Pastor Nicholas and church family. 2 weeks ago, 6 family members in my household unfortunately had the flu. Some of the symptoms were quite severe and hit each member at different times. You got carpeting? I wonder. It's like when it travels through the house like that. Anyway, as I cared for each member, I continuously prayed for the Lord to heal them and to also spare me the awful symptoms that they experienced. It fortunately was only a 48-hour flu. I would like to praise the Lord that I only felt a little nausea. Amen. And did not experience the severe symptoms, and also for healing my family quickly. And then she's got three praises. Her second praise is, so amen, sister. I would like to praise the Lord for having a hedge of angels around my son and nephew last week. My son was driving and hit a patch of black ice, and the car went off the road. As the car was going off the road, my son quickly maneuvered the car, avoiding going into a small body of water. I know if the Lord was not watching over them, it could have ended tragically. Praise the Lord for his love and mercy. Amen. And then the third praise is, I would like to praise the Lord for all the blessings, lessons, and trials I had in 2017. Praise the Lord. And then God bless Teresa. Well, God bless you too, sister. Amen and amen. And amen. Looks like Brother Eli has something he wants to share, so I'm going to drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? It's going to be a quick praise. Okay, I just want to praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day. I want to praise the Lord for the whole trials and all the tests and trials that we've gone through, and the Lord helping us on the trials that we can only handle. And I just got tested recently, and we all know that our family members will give us problems, because if they're not accepting the truth, they're not obeying God. And in the book of the four Gospels, and also in the book of Micah, it says that our enemies are gonna be in our own house. And every time things happen, every time I'm surrounded with family members that are unbelievers, I have to anticipate what sin is the enemy gonna use against me. What temptation, I mean, is he gonna use against me? Which commandment are they gonna try to make me to break? So I have an immediate family that I was, all of them, I was telling them not to fly on Sabbath, and they did it anyway. So on a Friday night, a sister called me and she said that my mom needed help to pick up the luggage to bring it to the storage so she can fly on Saturday. And I declined. I said, no. I told you before that I cannot do this on Sabbath day. And I know that I didn't have enough gas. So I stood my ground. I didn't show up. And then 4 a.m. in the morning on Sabbath, I received many calls, and one of the luggage was not be able to be accepted by the airlines, and one person from the airport that she did not know, she said that she would take care of the box, or I don't know what she was saying, but my mom doesn't know the person, so you cannot just trust anybody. And I was telling them that telling my mom and sister that I cannot break the Lord's Sabbath. I cannot get gas because I don't have enough gas. But when I went outside and I saw my gauge, and I said, I think I could handle this. It's almost maybe 35% to drive 46 minutes. That's going to be back and forth to go to the airport. And then I drove to the airport and got the box, and I told my mom, please don't ever fly again on Sabbath. And I told my sister, next time, please don't do this anymore, because you can bug me any day, anytime. I don't care if it's 1 a.m., as long as it's from Sunday to Friday afternoon. But just please don't do it on Sabbath. I can do whatever. I can do whatever you guys need, I can help with, but please don't do it on Sabbath. And I made the, I told him about that and make sure everything is okay. I know this is going to happen again. I know which Satan is going to try again, and I'm not putting my guard down, so please don't put your guards down. Every time you're surrounded by your relatives, anticipate. There's something going to be happening that you don't know what it is, but pray about it first before you meet your relatives, before you meet them. Please be ready. Satan is not done until he's about to be burned. So, the enemy won't stop. So I just want to praise the Lord God Almighty and His Son, my Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Godhead family for our salvation, and especially our Heavenly Father, Son Jesus Christ, for dying for our sins. And please keep reading the Bible. Please keep doing the work. If you're not doing the work, you are wrong. So you're letting our Lord down. Please keep doing the work. Amen. Shabbat blessings and God bless. Love you all.
Well, amen. Amen, brother. And we'll definitely keep that in prayer because I know how family can, the tugging thing on the heartstrings and all that. But all right, before I read Brother Darren's, because like I said, it's massive. And no one put the mic up, so I got one here from Brother Alvin. And it says, our kids, Sister Jania and Alvy, were sick a couple of weeks ago, especially Alvy, since hers was longer because we thought earlier she got pneumonia due to cough, cold, and fever, but learned later after the doctor visit that it's an ear infection. Instead of resorting to the use of artificial drugs, we use the natural way God prescribed us to take. So my sister wife and I would like to praise the Lord and praise and thank our Lord for the answered prayers for healing for both our children. God is really good and great to his children. Happy Sabbath. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, Brother Sean's got his hand up. Let me drop the mic. Okay, looks like Sean's having problems. So, let me drop the mic. He's going to try it again. And if it doesn't work, Fran, you pick it up or whoever's next pick it up or whatever, because I got to keep flipping back and forth between microphone to stereo mix. All right.
Okay. Okay, I can see the meter moving. Can you guys hear me? Hey, praise the Lord. All right. So, that's a praise. Praise the Lord, my mic's working. All right. So Sabbath blessings, everyone. I just have a couple praises to share. Just, some blessed things that our Lord has done for me and my life through just recovering a little bit for the last year. In the beginning of the year, of last year, I moved to another place from where I was before. Actually, it was more the end of 2016 that I moved. And for a little while, I was without a job. And so that means I wasn't able to work, that which we should be doing. And the Lord blessed me in so many different ways, from brethren helping to giving me different ways or other ways to be able to keep the bills paid, from things from gas, electric, to cell phone, to obviously rent, things like that. The Lord blessed me and another brother as well, who was also without a job for a little bit, and we were able to continue we're able to keep the bills paid. And so it just shows that the Lord, no matter your type of situation that you're in, if you're going through any monetary type of situation, he can still take care of us. And it's definitely something to learn, especially if we're going to be part of that number, which we're striving towards, to be entirely cut off from the world. We won't have jobs to work or anything else like that, because we'll obviously be on the run, and we'll learn to trust him, and he'll feed us, he'll take care of us, just like he did during all of these trials that we've gone through in the past. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord that he blessed me one Sabbath. I don't know if I was going to bed thinking about it, or if I was waking up thinking about it. Anyways, I was thinking about I had shared the truth with so many people, and I hadn't seen very many positive results. And it was bothering me, but it something was telling me, you know, not to worry about it. So I just continued on, and on that very Sabbath, or after that very Sabbath, I should say, I ended up calling my little sister, and I learned, as I was talking with her, she shared with me that the Lord had convicted her about the truth of the seventh-day Sabbath. So I went to praise the Lord that, you know, the witnessing that he, you know, gives me to do and to share with family members and those people are all around. We don't see the results exactly immediately. It takes time to see these things. It takes serious, strenuous effort to be able to get people to realize the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. And that also brings to mind that this work that the Lord has us do, where it seems like, you know, basically nobody's listening to you, it really does test you. You know, how else can we become more like our King except we become involved in the very work that he asks us to become involved in? And so if we're not partaking of the work, well, then we're not going to be like him. You know, we have to deal with, if there's no other point in our lives where we'll have to deal with so much disrespect or distrust, or people just don't want to hear what you say, or they just ignore you when you have the utmost care for them and all you want to do is share the truth with them. You know, it can be a little daunting and it can be a little bothersome. And again, how else can you experience those things except you're doing this work and being prepared and changed into the Christ-like image by doing these? But I wanted to praise the Lord for blessing me that there is results. You know, it takes a while. It can take a long time. But, you know, so be it. I'd prefer it to happen, even if it takes a long time, even though I prefer it to happen sooner. But even if it takes a long time, I prefer it to happen than for it to never happen. And it's interesting. Same thoughts were kind of coming to my mind last night, too, because it's just people aren't listening. They ban you off their websites when you try to share the truth with them. And so people hate the truth, they dislike the truth, but we have to continue to go forward and continue to push. I also want to praise the Lord that I was able to meet with a couple of church members to do the work in Minnesota. It was one of the places. Got to meet Sister Vera here and did the work with her and another person and Sister Elena. We went about and shared the truth, partaking of the third angel's message, and I wanted to praise the Lord that also there was another mission trip that we were able to do in Washington, D.C., helping to partake, again, of the loud cry, being able to keep the Lord's work going forward, and I praise his name for allowing me to partake of this, to be able to do this absolutely amazing duty that we literally, it's just, besides fun, it's the most important thing you can partake of, and it's crazy. It's really crazy to think about how blessed we are to be able to do this work for him. It's just absolutely, absolutely, absolutely amazing. And I also, and yes, as Joe put in the room, the work that we were able to do also down in Florida that the Lord had sent to warn the people of that which is obviously coming. And I also want to praise the Lord for his continued ways of teaching us the methods that he gives us. And sometimes it's very simple methods that he gives us to be able to go out and to share the truth. And recently he's helped me learn another way in which to share the truth, a very simple way. Yeah. But he's helped with a very simple way. And so it just shows that he continues to help us and to teach us and to guide us. And this work is his, and it is going to be finished so long as it's going to be finished anyways. Whether we do it, whether we put our best foot forward to help finish it or not, it's going to finish. And so why not just, you know, put our hands to it? Because there are going to be people who are going to do it. There are going to be people who are going to put this world behind them and seek to share the truth. But I wanted to praise the Lord just for a blessed 2017 for teaching and sharing with me and even being able to be even using me, which again is a huge praise to be able to share the truth. praise his name for his love for each and every single one of us. But Sabbath blessings to you guys, and enjoy the rest of these praises. God bless.
And Sabbath blessings again. I have one more praise from Brother Luis A. And he says, I want to praise the Lord for providing me financially. I was not working since December 15th and had very little money, and my boss blessed me with a $600 bonus check for the holidays, when last year he gave me only $100. Also, I sold many items on eBay and made $400. I've seen the Lord move his hand in my life in a mighty way for the past month and 5 days. Praise the Lord. It just goes to show you how faithful God is. Isn't he faithful? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise his mighty name. Okay, I'm going to start with Brother Daniel's or Darren's. But if somebody puts their hands up, I'll stop, because, like I said, this is going to take a long time. But praise number one. It's he says he got six of them. The year 2017 has had its ups and downs with me. The devil's been attacking in many directions to get me to trip up my walk, but I am not allowing him, I guess, to win the game he wants to play. So, amen. All right, praise number one, the runaway. This praise was mentioned before in a previous testimony service, but the Lord has compelled me to share it again. My stepsister, well, she's not my actual stepsister, but my dad's girlfriend's daughter. But I've been around her since she was two, so I call her my stepsister. But back in 2017, October, my stepsister, who was 13 in high school, ran away from home because her mom was not allowing her to hang out with her high school friends, who were 16 and 17 years old, because her mom understands that the many conversations 16 and 17-year-old girls talk about are not appropriate for a young 13-year-old girl to hear or converse in. And yes, I have mentioned before that if her mom really did not want her to gossip with 16 or 17-year-old girls and guys, then she should not have let her skip junior high into high school. But the worry... Okay, but the worry during that time, it was right. I don't know. The grammar's, something's missing here. But the worry during that time, it was right around Halloween. And for those who already know, Halloween is one of the biggest satanic holidays for the Satanists and Druids and other satanic religions. We're doing that time like Christmas, innocent kids and adults are snatched off the streets and used as human sacrifices for their deities. My family was extremely worried. We drove around looking for her all over for 3 nights. Then one Sabbath evening, Brother Reginald called me and had an idea that we both pray for her over the phone. Before we even finished praying, my dad came running up the steps saying that she just walked into the house. Yeah, I remember this one. And he says, I thank God for moving his spirit to get her to come home safely. Now, from what I was told by my dad, what got her to come home is her friend whose house she was staying at, and told her that, and he's quoting, he says, why are you putting your mom through this? Your mom has not done anything wrong to you. You need to go home. Till this day, I know the Lord used that friend of my stepsister to speak those words. The miracles, the Lord does increase my faith every time I see his hand move. I love our Lord. And if you want more info about the satanic holidays and the scratching of innocent, scratching innocent people off the streets, please look at my blog entry for missing people and satanic practices on lordschosenremnant.org. but it's Sabbath. Do not look at the videos or click the links which leads to some occult sites. So, amen. All right, let me scroll down. Number two. Nobody's got their hand up? Okay. And this one's, yeah, I guess he put titles on them. This one is not being afraid to leave a job when God tells you to. All right, this one was also told before. The Lord compelled me to write it again, so I assume that the Lord wants me to write these again because soon I'll be preparing to write my book on my testimonies. But in November of 2017, I quit my job with my previous employer due to many high demands and stress that was being put on the employees, I guess he means to say. Because management and sales were lying to the clients, they are selling their servers to that had to be configured before going out to the clients. Sales and management was telling a client which is and still is a big fish in the television world, that they ship that they could ship my company server boxes to 200 of their TV stations, 4 servers per site, and 1 switch in a period of 3 months, which was impossible to do. Since building the servers was not my only role, I was also working in the network operations and was training a new employee who had to teach everything with the company already, with the company's already silly policy, or if you order it today, you ship it today, which would work well if they were shipping generic machines, but these servers had to be configured by us first before going out the door, and it seems that management and sales did not factor in that one big fish was not the only customer looking to buy equipment. So, of course, the work volume increased dramatically to the point of working inhumane hours, pulling more than 40 a week, to the point managed congratulatorily said, I guess, you guys broke a company record. You guys got over 300 servers out in 2 months. I do not know how the new guy took the congrats from the management, but I took it as an insult. So I prayed the Lord about it. And when my mom said, you got to leave, that was number one. Then when Brother Reginald told me, said that I had to leave, that was two. And when another friend of mine said to me that I had got to leave, that was three. In a period of 2 weeks, 3 people said to leave, and so I quit my job. Because 2 Corinthians 13:1 says, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses shall there every word be established. I even gave up company stock, and they offered me more money just to stay. But the Lord said, leave. I followed him. So, amen. Good thing you did, brother. All right, number three. Yeah, this one's a little longer than the other two. All right. And this one's titled, Money is Not Always Everything When Doing the Work for the Lord. This is hard to read this. Let me see if I can raise the text size on this. All right. Maybe I should move the... Yeah, I'll do that. I'll move the software over too so I can read it. All right. After I left my previous employer while home just for negotiating about... I don't know. I'm going to go to the next sentence. I went and looked up my worth in the IT world. How much is my worth with a bachelor's degree and 2 certifications and 4 years of experience? So I found that my value is at around $95,000 annually. But realistically, I knew I was not going to get that salary, so I bumped it down to 85, which is a good number. I guess writing his resume, I guess. You got to figure those numbers in. So after I concluded that 85 annually would be enough, I prayed to the Lord and put my faith in him, basically asking him to allow the job to find me. My resume was online, with all my companies out, with all the companies out there, how do I know who to apply for? So I asked the Lord to find me a job paying me around that price. I interviewed with 9 companies, all offering the price I wanted. Even one was in the field IT I wanted to get into. I was waiting on calls back from four of them. Then I received an email and a call from a company. And when the lady on the phone asked me my salary, I was looking at, I said, $85,000 annually. And she said she could not do $85,000. She offered something significantly less, and I told her that I was not interested. I prayed to the Lord that night, asking to please help me find a role that is not far from the countryside. I went to bed that night, woke up that morning, and something told me to contract that woman again on the phone, back from the day before, who was offering less. I called her back and said, something is telling me to position the position we spoke of yesterday may be a good position for me. She told me about the role. Then I asked, does the position require weekend work because I celebrate Sabbath on Saturdays? So she said, no. She said, I guess, no, not at all. And then she got curious about the religion. We spoke about the Lord for about 30 minutes. And then she said, I will have my supervisor call you and ask more additional questions before moving forward toward an interview. Later that evening, the supervisor called me and asked me more about my experiences. I asked again, does this vision allow me to work, celebrate the Sabbath on Saturdays? And they said, no, no weekend work. Then she was curious about and asked my religion. And we spent another time talking about the Lord, to the point it was very late and she had to leave the office to go home that day. I think it was about 2 hours. Wow. The next day, the supervisor called me back and said, hey, you have an interview on Wednesday. Since we talked for so long the night before, I never asked either one of them, either one of the women, where was the position located. She told me, I searched Google Maps while on my phone. The location is about 50 minutes away from my country area. So I went to the interview, and a long story short, I went into the interview, asked my usual interview questions. I always ask. Everything went well. Then about 2 days later, supervisor called me and said, hey, they need you to come back, the company president, to meet the company president. I said, okay, when? He said, he wants you to come back Monday. I said, okay. Monday came. The supervisor called me and said, hold before you come to here. Wait till I call you first. They want to meet with me before they bring you in for the meeting with the president. I was happy she called. I was just about to leave. The position is nearly an hour and 10 minutes away from, without traffic. An hour later, she called, said, hey, I hope you are sitting down. I said, yes, I am. You got the job. I thank God for blessing me with the position. I was nearly out of savings. Ironically, the other four positions that actually paying $85,000 that I was waiting for called the supervisor did say, and did saying that I did not get the job for either of them. I don't know. Well, praise the Lord, though, because I'm confused about that last statement there. And then Brother Darren says, I learned a lesson there where I did not call the first woman on the phone back. I would have lost the job close to the countryside and a chance to share the word, not with one, but two people. Though I'm not getting paid what I wanted, however, two people were blessed with the word of God. Remember, money is not everything. Amen. And number four, let me just check and see if anybody's got their hands up. Nope. All right, number four. My brother's missing girlfriend. Oh, wait, I got a praise here from Brother Miles. Okay, we'll give that a minute there. That one's kind of long, too. All right, so, okay. Because the rest of these, well, number four is kind of long, but then five and six are short. So, anyway, he says, 2 days before Christmas, I think it was Sabbath Eve, I received a call from my little brother who was 22. He sounded very disturbed on the phone. I asked him what was wrong. He says, I cannot get in contact with my girlfriend. I said, she's probably at work. He said, no, she's not. He said that her sister called him asking has he heard anything from her, then told me that his girlfriend had gotten molested before and was raped before on two occasions, reason why her family moves a lot. I kindly said to him, have faith, she will come home, you'll see. On Christmas evening, or Eve, rather, I called to check up on my brother. And by the way, everybody, we don't do Christmas. You know. So most everybody that knows that about us, we just use that as a dating factor because everybody else knows what that date is. So on Christmas Eve, I called to check up on my brother, and he seemed worse. He told me he was getting super worried to the point he was about to cry on the phone from the way he sounded. He failed to tell me on Sabbath Eve that she had been missing for 2 weeks. I asked him, hey, what is her name? He gave me her name. I added her to the ICU prayer list, where I bring every person listed their cases before the Lord when I pray. And it's nightway, yeah, like a private prayer list. And then said to him, let's pray together on the phone. We prayed for her, asked the Lord to protect and guide her home. Now, Christmas Day, I headed over to my mom's house because she asked me to come over and rake leaves and stuff. I stayed in a room to myself until the Christmas celebration was over. Then my little brother came downstairs happy and said it worked. I said, what are you talking about? He says, my girlfriend, she's home. I just got off the phone with her. Praise the Lord. It would have been nice to know what happened, brother, but, you know, you could share another time. But, hey, praise the Lord. That was nice. All right, next one. Praise for the brethren and the people I met in 2017. Okay. This one will be short one, but I want to thank God for the many people that I've met over 2017, whether good or bad, whether they hated me or wanted to hug me. And you know each and every one I added to that long prayer list. Also, want to thank the Lord for brethren I met this year, including the new people who have joined the chat room. And I thank God for last March and April, where I, Sean, Bennett, Reginald, and Eli invaded D.C. and flooded the streets, moving with the Spirit of the Lord, passing out over, I think, it was around 3,000 tracks, not including the additional 1,000 of my tracks from my mom's own, from my own website, which I do need to update. So if any brethren want the the LCR track, I think that's Loud Cry. Does that stand for Loud Cry? Track, please let me know or check the website, lordschosenremnant.org, tomorrow, and the new track will be there. If I'm not mistaken, since the track passing started just from us personally as a church family, how far over 1 million are we now? Does anybody know? I know it was over 1 million when Craig went to the Philippines. Does anybody know? Not that I like praising God for, like, to see how many, and this isn't counting the nearly 1,000 people that are Lord's Chosen Remnant, okay, LCR. This is not counting the many people that send out the tracks, the books, the DVDs on a regular basis that have emailed me and told me. That's why on our Loud Cry page, I list how many people are actually working, doing this work for us, for the Lord, actually. And those numbers that you see on that page, that's only the people that have literally let us know they're handing the stuff out. And not a single person was ever asked by us. They were asked by our Lord to do this. And they all print the stuff themselves. It's amazing, you know, because we don't. I never send out tracks anymore. They just take them and print them themselves. I praise the Lord. But we do the books if we have to. That's not a problem there, because the Lord blesses us with the books. And I finally found software. I want to praise the Lord for this. I finally found software that allowed me, hopefully, I got to check. And we now have a P.O. box for the Seventh-day Remnant Publishing Association. And so that'll be put in the books so that people can contact whoever. You know, I did fix page 28 on People Get Ready. I took that thing about the lunar landing thing out of it. And I'm going to try and put in the P.O. box, and then I will be talking to the printer on next week sometime to find out if this software that I got, I didn't buy it yet because I'm not buying it until I know it works, actually embeds the PDF, because that's the problem I have. I can't edit these books that were created as flats for me back when we actually had printers as part of our church family. They put things in PDF flats, which is perfect for printers that want to print the books. But they didn't embed them. And I have to embed them on my end, or they'll do it for me. And I've been letting them do it for me. But when I make changes and edit and do this or whatever, I'm not going to get socked $40 every time I make an embed, you know, an embedded change. And so I'm hoping, keep that in your prayers, that this software that I use will actually allow the change to be embedded. It's just weird how it works. And anyway, this last praise from Brother Darren is titled, God Tell Me. And this is a poem I wrote for the testimony service today. Please enjoy. And so I'll just put the link in the room because we're running way over here. And if anybody wants to check it out, it's right there. I have no idea what it is. And so thank you again, Brother Darren. Thank you for sharing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me just check my email one more time. Nope. I also want to praise the Lord that I'm getting some subscribers back. I am. I'll get like 10 or 15 subscribers, I'll notice, and then all of a sudden I'll lose 10. But at least I'm not, you know, I mean, it did happen last week where I got a bunch of subscribers. I got like 20 subscribers, and then I lost 25 or something like that in the course of like a week or a few days. But they are still censoring the videos because I know now the video that I put up, you know, got a little over 1,500 hits, and it's the same videos on Daniel's page. And if you have a YouTube page, you could put my videos on your page. I give you permission. And it's almost 60,000 hits on his page. And so, oh, okay. Thanks, Darren. All right. And then I got this one last praise from Brother Miles, unless anybody else has a praise. And it's Sabbath blessings, everyone. I praise the Lord for the ability to start a garden for the first time this past year. I was blessed after hearing other brethren that watched the Back to Eden gardening documentary. So I watched it four times during a huge snowstorm that we had at the end of April, and it blessed our area with broken trees and moisture, and I was able to get a truckload of wood chips, which we wouldn't have had otherwise, since we have very little trees around these parts. I'm trying to remember, in my mind as I'm reading this, we found a way to do the planting where we won't have to do any weeding. And I think it was to put a bunch of stuff on the ground with all the chips and then put dirt on top, right? Is that the one, Fran? And then you could just plant your garden that way, and then the roots go down into the decomposing wood chips. I think that was the one. Because I'm going to try that this year. Because it's just, the weeding is what knocks me and Fran for a loop. Neither one of us have time to do any weeding. Yeah, wood chips, no weeding, and less watering. Amen. Kind of like the way the Lord does it in nature. If you look at that's how this guy came up with the idea, the Back to Eden guy, I think, where he was trying to figure out why he couldn't get stuff to grow out in the middle of this desert or arid region, and he looks in the distance, he sees a forest, and he goes out there, and the forest ground is all soft and moisture. You know, and moist. Anyway, Miles goes on to say, he says, I praise the Lord for the spankings I needed when I backslid somewhat. I don't know if it was an angel or the Lord misdirected a police officer to my house, but it was a very sobering realization that my past life could still have consequences, and if I were to get back into it, I could potentially go to jail or prison, and this happened at an exact time. I was considering doing something I knew was not right thing to do, and I got down on my knees and I prayed for the Spirit's guidance and the strength promised from God and the truth shared by Jesus to continue to cut my heart and continue staying on the path of righteousness. I no longer had the desire to do these things and have trust in God that He will provide all I need. Also, praise the Lord for making foods I used to love and that I am tempted to eat. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord for making foods I used to love and that I'm tempted to eat, smell and taste disgusting. Amen, brother. Same here. I praise the Lord there too. So I no longer crave or am tempted by these foods. I remember the first time I came across that with this one guy, and I'll close with this and then we'll pray. Or then we'll have the music, then we'll pray. Right? Isn't that how we do it? Yeah. But kind of lose track at times. But Ernie, his wife, Ernie was that guy that showed me. He was a minister in the SDA church. This is right when I first started keeping Sabbath. I did not even know the guy was SDA. He was the one that found out that $6 million offer I was given was legit because he had some friends that were in government and in the AMA that had since retired. He was an old guy. And he checked the document for me, and he's the one that told me that it was a death threat. You know, the $6 million Fran would get, I would just get 6 feet under. But he was telling me one time when me and Fran and him and his wife, we were going somewhere, and then his wife wanted to stop and get something to eat real quick at a fast food joint, and she wanted to go to Burger King. And I had already quit eating meat, and it had been years since I quit eating meat, but when I pulled into the parking lot smelling that roasted burgers, Burger King was my favorite because of the smell of the beef, you know, flame broiled, always loved that smell. So it didn't bother me. But then he looked at me and he says, you know that smell you smell? I says, yeah. He says, yeah, that's disgusting to me. I used to love it and now it's disgusting. But he was up in his 70s, right? And I was wondering, I was like, wow, I haven't eaten meat in years and that smell still entices me. But now when I smell it, forget about it. But I'm not in my 70s. So I must have quit eating meat before he did in life. But yeah, she wanted to do the burger thing. Didn't realize, I guess, that there's still blood in those hamburgers. So anyway, if you can eat, oh no, we're gonna have some music. Let me just double check the room one more time. Oh, I wanted to welcome Levi and Henry, who popped in the room there, and didn't notice you. I noticed there was a Ronald earlier, but he's gone. So let me drop the mic and we'll have some music, and then we'll finish in prayer.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I reopen my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, and I will keep thy statutes.
I will keep thy statutes.
I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimony.
Amen and amen. I like listening, you know, and reading along with the words. Thanks for doing it that way. It's because I never even, you know, because I got that weird ear issue where it's hard for me to separate the words from the music sometimes. And it's nice to be able to read along. That's really, really, really a blessing. It's all scripture, too. So if you can kneel, we'll finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for blessing us the way you have on this Sabbath day, this testimony Sabbath. Thank you so much for all that you have shown us and blessed us with this last year. And thank you for continuing to bless us in this new year. And we pray that more blessings come upon those that we are praying for, all of them that are on our prayer list, the ones that we list here in the room, as well as the ones that are on our private prayer lists, or as one of the brothers said earlier, like an intensive care prayer list, ICU prayer list. And so please bless them all, Father, and give them an increase onto the seeds, water the seeds, and give them increase into the truth into their hearts, as well as in our hearts as well, Father. We have seeds as well. And so thank you so much for that and for blessing us, especially with forgiveness and salvation and the latter rain if we are so worthy. But, Father, at the same time, we want to be more loving, more gentle, more Christ-like so that more people can see Jesus. So that they can literally point at us and say that we know Jesus just by looking at us. And so thank you. And we love you too. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.